few minutes tonight, I want to read from the book of Psalms. Amen. Psalms number 51. Amen. Listen to what the writer said. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, and according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sins. For I acknowledge my transgressions. Kind of a long ways off from what we've been hearing over the media the last few days. I can't remember. I'm not for sure. I'm not well acquainted with that. I don't know. I just can't get that in my mind how that really was. David said, amen, I acknowledge my transgressions. Amen. Oh, wouldn't it be better if some folks would just acknowledge their transgressions and pray plumb through. Praise God. Amen. Well, let's read a little, Father. Amen. For I acknowledge my transgression, my sin is ever before me. Against thee and thee only have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be cleared when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew in me a right spirit within. Praise God. Cast me not away from thy presence. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltness, O God, thou God of my salvation. My tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifice of God are a broken spirit. Amen. My lands and a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou will not despise. Amen. I'd just like to talk to us for a few minutes tonight. Amen. Lord, restore the joy of the Lord unto us. Praise God. I thought Brother Collins was talking about this funeral. I hadn't heard. Amen. I remember when we went there, amen, and eat supper down there at his house several years ago, probably 15 years ago. Amen. He's talking about all the good saints that had died. I looked across the crowd and I wonder, amen, how many have sat on these pews and are gone tonight. Amen. Some are gone to their everlasting home, and some are gone, amen, that sit here and did not receive Jesus. Amen. Restore unto me. I know there's some that hates to acknowledge. Amen. But the Bible said we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Oh, I wish you'd help me preach a few minutes tonight. Amen. Brother, we need the Lord to do something for us in Paducah. I don't know about you. Amen. I need the Lord to send a revival. Amen. Just in a few days, we're going to start revival, Brother Ray Asher. Amen. And obviously, he's a flame of fire, and he's an instant revival. Amen. But the church, if the church is not praying, and the church is not ready for revival, amen, the evangelist can come. Amen. The speaker can speak. Amen. A lot of times we'll just let it slip on by. Amen. But David said, restore unto me the joy. Amen. Oh, I don't know about you tonight. Amen. But I'd like for the Lord to do something for me. Amen. I've got brothers lost. I got sister lost. Amen. I got aunts and uncles, cousins, nephews and nieces lost. Friends and loved ones and neighbors. A community around me that's lost. Amen. My lambs, if I don't have the joy, amen, what am I going to do to help them? Praise God. Amen. Somebody said, well, I just don't feel like doing much. Amen. I've always heard the pastor say, there's two times to pray, when you feel like it and when you don't feel like it. There's two times to go to church, when you feel like it and when you don't feel like it. Come on now, you know as well as I do, it's been a very busy week, and a lot of us could have stayed at the house. Amen. But we came tonight because we need the Lord to pass by. We need God to come our way. Amen. Save those wondering boys. Amen. My lambs. Amen. You see, you don't argue about holiness when you're down on your floor. You don't argue about this and that. Amen. When your babies are at the point of death, amen, you'll say, oh God, have mercy on me. Praise God. Amen. My land. Somebody said a few years ago that they got sick. Amen. And they passed in a church, and they called for their members to pray. And the members sent word back to the pastor and said, we don't know how to pray. Amen. And you know what the pastor said? If you don't know how to pray, you probably had never been saved. Amen. I'm telling you, there's a lot of folks sitting in church pews tonight, amen, that need the Lord to pass by. Oh, you ought to hit me, preach a few minutes. Amen. I feel like my voice is just, amen, on the last go around. Amen. The Lord, I was praying today, the Lord kind of impressed on the heart again. Amen. If somebody needs the joy of the Lord to be rekindled in their heart. Amen. Problems on every side. Man that is born of a woman is what? For a few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth as a flower and is cut down, and fleeth also as a shadow, and continueth not. Amen, brother. We got problems everywhere, but I still like the scriptures where the Bible said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. We're more than a conqueror. Amen. I'm glad somebody's talking about separation. I just read it a few days ago. Amen. For nearly my 50th time. Amen. When my writer said, amen, that nothing can separate us from the love of God. Neither tribulation, amen, sorrow, pearl, amen, all these lists, amen, no, none of these shall separate us. Amen. But you know as well as I do, there's times in our life that we feel so blue. I don't know about you, but I've woke up before and I hadn't even felt like I saved. It long been a pastor of a church. Amen. You know what I had to do? I had to go over to the sanctuary and lay my head on the altar and say, it's me again, Lord. I got a prayer and needs an answer. I need you to come by. Amen. Revive me in the midst of these years. Amen. Oh, I wish you'd hit me, preach. David had done wrong. I cannot deny the fact. Amen. It seems obviously that David should have died. I think what weighs heavy on God's heart. David was a man after God's own heart. David was a man, amen, that was willing to acknowledge his transgressions and his sin that was ever before him. Oh, listen to me. Amen, brothers and sisters, we're living in a sad hour. Pride has built up in the hearts of a lot of people. Are you going to hit me tonight? Amen, brother, I'll tell you, we think somebody may think we backslid if we come down to the altar. When I was but just a boy, amen, brother Matt World was my pastor. I can remember as a young child, brother Matt, amen, when folks come to the altar and they left tears on the altar. Amen, not no more, seems like. I say, brother, if we're going to have revival, if we're going to see our loved ones saved, if we're going to see God pass by, amen, we're going to have to return again and cry out to God and say, my sins are ever before me. Oh, y'all looking at me kind of strange. Brother Six, it's all right. Amen. We need the Lord to help us. I like for the joy to be kindled in my heart. Amen. I heard Jack Cole say, by the way, a tape. He said the greatest evangelist, amen, was the evangelist of joy, having the joy of the Lord. He told and described about having such joy in his day that when he went down on the street corner, even to witness to somebody, they got under conviction and they said, we want what you got. Oh, how long has it been? Even if somebody said, I'd like to have what you've got, and if I ever get it, I want it like you've got it. Oh, come on now.
well. I've heard them say, if that's religion, I don't want no part of it. Amen. Somebody said they raised up a little boy, and he looked in the window and said, what are they doing in there? And he said, hey, I don't know, but it sure looks like they're dreading it. Oh, hallelujah. It wasn't no dread for me to get ready tonight and come down to the sanctuary. You know why? I need the Lord to pass by. I got mother lost. I got people that's lost. I got friends that's lost. And they're going to go to hell. Somebody said, I'll cry when I go down to the funeral home. It's too late to cry when they're in the casket. Now's the time. Now's the day of salvation. I wish somebody help me preach a little while. Amen. I fed and breathed on me then. Amen. David, I know your sins was very ugly, but if you could ever, even tonight, get to him and acknowledge your sins, amen, though they may be fat, though they may be black, he's a God that can forgive us, amen, blot out our sins, amen, my God, and create in us a clean heart and renew in us a right spirit. Can you say amen tonight? Oh, listen, our biggest problem is fulfilling 1 John 1:7, is it? If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, somebody said, when folks come to my house, there's a lot of things I put up. Not my house. Amen. You know why? Because the other morning, while I was asleep, the Lord came by. Hallelujah. Didn't have time to put anything up. Amen. Behold, his eyes is over us. Come on, help me here just a minute. And be sure your sins will find you out. You can't do wrong and get by. I'm not ashamed if you come to my house. I mean, there may be toys in every room. Amen. There may be a dish or two on every table. Amen. Amen. There may be a dish in both sinks. But I'll tell you what, there won't be. Amen. There won't be no problem for me to say, come on in. You know why? I've been trying for over 16 years to walk in the way. And when I was down, the Lord could come by. And when I was up, he's able to come by. Are you hip to me tonight? Brother Gary, we need the Lord. Amen. Where's those wondering children? Oh, come on, hit me while I preach. Oh, I'm going to cry. You better cry now. I said, you better cry now. Amen. I'm glad for some of them parents, amen, that went down to them caskets and said, if they didn't make it, it's not mama's fault, because mama has been praying for years. I don't know if y'all ever met Brother McCutcheon. He's got at least 10 children. He might have 11 by now. Amen. They believe in reproduction. Amen. But the mother testified a few months, years back when they held us, amen, revival. And she said, I at least fast one day a week for my children. And I have since the first one was born. And so I spend a lot of time on that day praying just for my children. Oh, listen, brother, we need help. Where's yours at tonight? Are you hipping me? You're looking at me kind of strange. I say, brothers and sisters, if a lot of less gossip would be set down, and a lot less amen, busybodying and backbiting and grudge holding, amen, and jealousy spirits, amen, hit me right now, amen, my hands, we can get the joy back in our hearts. Amen. You know as well as I do, there's been times I went to church and I just went by faith. I didn't think I'd make it, Brother Jimmy. But I just pushed out again. And it looked like I was going down. But thanks be unto God, he came by. Woo, hallelujah. Amen. He came by. Has he ever come by when you was at your lowest point? Brother Bill, you make my day. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm glad that when men fall, amen, they got enough sense to come back to the altar and say, God, forgive me of my sins. That's what David is doing. He committed adultery. I'm sorry. Amen. Some of my friends, amen, say there's no way for them to ever be saved when they do wrong. Amen. But I still believe, even in the New Testament writing, where we have an advocate, the Lord Jesus Christ, that can forgive us of our sins. I'm not promoting adultery. Amen. My lands. But if you do sin, whether it be when this one or this one or that one, amen, for God's sake, don't quit the church. Don't quit God. Come back to the altar and pray again and beg God for mercy. Amen. Clean me, God. Create in me a clean heart. Amen. Renew in me, Lord. Amen. Take not the Holy Spirit from me. Amen. Like I wish I could preach to you tonight like I feel. Amen. I got some of my church. Ain't there now. Every time Debbie does wrong, Brother Matt, she's gone. She did that for years. Last 10. And probably when you was there. You know what the problem is now, though, don't you? She's been out longer now than she ever has. She's getting calloused to the fact now. She's just everybody's hypocrites. And everybody's wrong. Hey, man, I'll tell you something. You're a fool to go to judging yourself with somebody else. Hey, man. Yeah, I say this, and I don't fall out with me. Here's a preacher come up to my place. He's one of our workers, and he's a preacher, and he smokes cigarettes. I say yay or nay, you know. He just says he's a preacher. I leave it there. I'm just preaching tonight. And I said, you know, I'd like to talk to you. And he knew exactly what I was fixing to say. He grabbed my stomach. And he said, there ain't no difference in me smoking cigarettes than all you fat Pentecostal people. Hey, man, what a justification. I mean, what a way to justify yourself. Whew. Amen. Oh, come on. Don't y'all sour up on me. Amen. I tell you right now, there's some of you in this house tonight. You're as lost as an old toad frog out yonder on a riverbank. Amen. You need somebody to get a hold of God for your soul. And you know that you're not here by accident. It's the grace of God, the mercies of God. Amen. That's brought you down here again. Amen. To hear a song, hear a message, hear some kind of word. Amen. My lads, they're going to put you in a box. That's a wall. Amen. It ain't a spook. It ain't a fun feeling. I've been back there. When you walk back there in that table, and they're laying stretched out on that table. Amen. And you knew, amen, what kind of life they live. I identified one just a few days ago. That was shipped from California. And on top of the casket it said, amen, not recommended to open up the remains. Amen. They called me and said, would you please go down to the funeral home and go in the back and take a look at that person. I said, I'll do it. Amen. It's not the dead people that bothers me. Amen. They've never bothered me. Amen. If it gets to bother me, I normally leave. Amen. It's people that says they love me, and then whenever they get with the other group, they hate what I preach. That's what bothers me. When they sit down and eat from my table and go down yonder with those other folks and eat with them and say, oh, that crazy bunch of people up there, they think you need to live holy every day. Ain't nobody can live like they want you to live. Come on. And when I looked in that casket with his head exploded, amen, and I said, that's him. I know it's him. I felt of his body, amen, so trembly. I picked up the phone in the back end of the funeral home and I called his mama and I said, mama, it's him. It's him, Mama. He's here. He's here. She said, is there any way I can see him? I looked to the undertaker and I said, can we fix it? Where they can see him? He said, I'll work extra hard. And he did. He fixed that body, buddy. I mean to tell you, they can do wonders with it. But that mother screamed. You'll be there after a while if you ain't careful. If Jesus don't come pretty soon, I wonder between now and next Christmas how many will be gone. Amen. Oh yeah, I just buried one not long ago that her husband's almost 90. And I thought Brother Hyde would go wrong before Sister Imogene would. Amen. But when she turned, he'd been over there about 60 pounds. Cancer devoured her body. I knew she wasn't here for long. Amen. She's gone. I buried Sister Sue King just a few days ago. And I'd have thought she'd have lived for a long time. Amen. But she's gone. Amen. My lands, are you hipping me? Amen. Brother, you're going to go after a while. That's why you need to acknowledge your sins. That's why you need to acknowledge your transgressions. You sit there and judge the church. And then you sit there and run everybody down. You sit there and crucify every preacher. Amen. But when you come down to die, it'll be a different story. A preacher went by to see a man dying. Excuse me, he just was not feeling well. And the preacher said, I'll come by to pray for you. I want to talk to you about your soul. He said, get out of here. I'm not interested. No, thank you. I'm not interested. The woman said to the preacher, said, why have you come down here to trouble my husband? He's been a good man. He ain't bothered nobody. Amen. He said, I'm just come because I felt like I need to come in and to invite you to Jesus. Amen. He went on. Brother Geary, in about a week and a half, his phone rang. It was that same lady. Said, Pastor, is there any way you can come to the hospital? Is there any way you can come down here and talk to him? Amen. Said, he's bad. She said, well, ma'am, I was just down there a week ago or so, and y'all said you wasn't interested. And she said, yeah, but he wasn't dying a week ago, but he's dying now, and we need a preacher. Come on, hear me, what a preacher. Hey, sir, you criticize the church if you want to. Amen. But David said, Lord, I sinned. I've done wrong. It ain't my brother, not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. I need the Lord. Amen. My lands on this 26th day of December, 1998. Somebody right here in this house needs the Lord. Amen. They need the Lord to restore the joy in their heart. Can you say amen? I wish I could preach. Amen. Young people, listen. You might. I'm sorry to say this, but I have had some things get past me and my pastor. Maybe not you. But I've had some things that snuck up and snuck by me that I didn't get my finger on in time, Brother Matt. Hey, man, broke my heart that I was so ignorant. Amen. Amen. I'll tell you, I'm sorry. You can say how you want to. Amen. But I had a friend that just had a baby a few days ago, and I never knew she was with child. Amen. I even questioned myself. I've tried to spend amplified time reading the Bible. I've tried to make sure I prayed. I've never went a day without prayer. Amen. Ooh. Amen. Nearly 17 years, I've never went to bed that I didn't get down first beside the bed and seek the Lord. Sometimes it was lengthy, sometimes it was short. But I always made a practice to get down and ask the Lord to search my heart and see if there'd be any wicked ways about me. Lest in the middle of the night I should die. Come on. There's been some things that slipped by me. I don't know how it happened. I've asked the Lord to let me discern things. You know, I know a lot of people can discern good things, but when it comes to bad things, it seems like, hey, just, I don't know. It's just, it ain't there. I mean, even this little girl, after she had this child, several people come to me and said, oh, I knew that long time ago. I just didn't want to say nothing. I knew that. I could look in her eyes. I could tell by the color of her skin. I could tell that she wasn't doing just right. And I thought, man, hey, why didn't you? Well, yeah. Hey, come on, help me while I preach. Amen. Oh, I knew the president was going, oh yeah, everybody knows now. I knew that guy was funny. I just didn't say nothing. You mean to tell me that you let him preach and you knew he was funny? Come on, help me want to pray. Ain't God, anybody say that. But I've had some things that slipped by me and I prayed. Amen. But I want to tell you something, young folks. You're not going to slip by Jesus. He sees you tonight. Let me go back to you a minute, Dad. Amen. You might sidestep the deacon. You might sidestep the pastor. And you may be real friendly. And give me the last piece of cornbread on the table. Or your last shirt in the closet. But if you ain't got Jesus, amen, no matter what the preacher says, when you lay down to die, into hell you shall descend. Amen. To burn forever. But a man talking about that boy in that trailer, he went out of this world of burning. And my God, without the divine grace of God. Amen. That's been 40 years ago, nearly. Amen. 30, he's still a burning. Amen. Are you going to help me right here? I'm a fixing the chains and get a song. Amen. My hands. David said, I've done wrong. And I think that some of you done wrong. And if you come to this altar, he blot out your iniquities. Amen. He changed your spirit. He put a song in your heart, a praise on your lip. And you too can be like David and cry from the 40th Psalms and say, the Lord had brought me up out of my clay, set my feet on a rock, and established my goings. Amen. And be happy that you made this decision to come to him. Amen. You know, I visited a lady over here in the Mercy Hospital several years ago. She's dying with cancer. She's eat up with cancer. Amen. You could tell signs was all around. I got to praying and talking to the Lord. Hey, God don't have to prove himself to me. He doesn't prove himself to me when he saved an old wretched like me. Well, Matt was talking about a drunk. Or this other brother maybe would talk about how people go on the other side. Well, they said they thought I was going to be a town drunk. And I didn't even like to drink. I had to hold my nose even to drink. Amen. I hated it. And still do. Amen. Thank the Lord. I don't even use a little wine from Alton Infirmities. Amen. Come on. Help me while I preach. Amen. They stopped thinking bad of me, and I don't even know what it's like to drink. Oh, I have drank just because several other people's there, but to drink, why? Amen. I didn't have enough bravery to drink. I had a dad that had a 46 belt around his waist. Amen. That was bigger than two cases of beer put together. Amen. When my dad snapped his finger, it's too late to say I'll do better next time. When he snapped his finger when I got to the house, he gave me everything he promised me. He's sitting right over here. Ask him, amen. Didn't give me near enough to ask him now, but at the time I thought he was going to kill me. Come on now. He said, son, I'm doing it for your benefit. Benefit. I didn't think that's benefits. Amen. I thought that was child abuse. Amen. Hey, God, have mercy. Amen. But it made me something. If I'm anything, I give it credit to my dad. Amen. That held the standard and stood up against wrong. Come on, help me. And pastors. Amen. That hadn't cheated on their wives. Amen. My lands, I've had several pastors. Amen. But most all of them has left town with another man's wife. Amen. But here sits two of them. Had you left the town with another man's wife? Amen. Hey, God. Hey, listen to me tonight. The Lord is able to save you. He's able to bring a tear back into your eye. If you'll just let him. I said, if you'll just let him. He's able to turn your night into day. He's able to turn you inside out and put you on the right way where you go to heaven when you leave this walk of life. Amen. I got to hurry. I got a long ways to go. But I sure feel like preaching to you tonight. I don't know why. I wouldn't normally stay over. I told my dad I felt like staying for some reason. I may be here to preach to you, sir. I'm sorry. And I can't come back to everybody's funeral. Because most of the time I don't know it until they're buried. I probably would come back to several if I knew it, but I just don't know it. That's why I don't. Amen. Because it's wonderful when the saints shout out of here to another land. Amen. It makes me have a little bit of envy. Oh, I'm like the little black boy that they asked in the Sunday school class, you want to go to heaven? He didn't raise his hand. Teacher said, how come you didn't raise your hand? Everybody else did. He said, I thought you was fixing to take a load right now. Amen. I mean, you know, I'm like Brother Philbert Scott said when he walked across the Bible stand, he said, there's people's got things against me, but I ain't got a thing in my heart against nobody. I'm ready to die. I don't want to die, but if I die, I feel like I'm ready to meet God. That was Friday. Sunday, he is gone. I said, Sunday morning, he is gone. Hallelujah. Hey, come on, Dad. You can wait all you want to wait, but I'll tell you what's going to happen. You're going to wait too long one of these days. Now, y'all going to get plumb mad at me. You've been helping me every time, but right now you're probably getting mad at me. I find it hard to pray for people that has neglected God for 50 years and then get in trouble and want somebody to bail them out. I find it hard to try to get a hold of God. Smoke cigarettes for 50 years and come down to dine and beg the church and beg God to turn it around. But it's hard now. He's got mercy and he can do it. I'm not denying that. But I'll tell you what I recommend, young people. Get Jesus in the early age. Live for God all the way through. And when you get in trouble, you can take the Lord back. That's what I told my church last night. I said, we're having church tonight. I've got to drive. I drove all night last night. I got home early this morning. I was back up early this morning. Had to go. Lots to do. Hey, man, drive all night tonight to get home in time for church tomorrow. And I still got to go to Laurel, Indiana before I get done here tonight. Before I can head home. Hey, man. I told him, I said, I'll tell you what will happen when I get up there on the interstate and I run into trouble. Now I can remind the Lord, I sought you first. I came to church on Christmas. Lord, I know others is having fun with their family, and I'd love to be with mine because I never know when they're going to leave. You better be good to your parents' children. Don't you be sassing back and saying, I didn't get what I wanted for Christmas, and it's not name brand, and it's not this or that. You'll have a day come in your life. Mama won't sit down at the table. Daddy won't sit down at the table and help you unwrap your presents. He'll be gone if you visit them. You visit them over yonder in a cemetery on the side of the hill. Help me while I try to preach. Amen. You better be kind to them. Hey, we better be kind one to another. Our days on earth is numbered, and we're running out of time. That's why I'm preaching to you, Dad. You better make a decision like you never made and run to this altar tonight. Amen. Would you stand with me all over the house? I could preach longer, but I think I've done enough. Restore unto me the joy. I feel depressed. I asked the man this morning, I said, sir, you was a young boy when your daddy left. He was 37 years old or thereabout. When he walked out here in a saloon, took a gun, or overdosed, and died. I said, sir, was your daddy depressed? Was he oppressed by anything? Was he troubled? And he said, yeah. He worked at Ford Motor Company all the hours he could get, and said he was just, you know, no time for Jesus. No time for God. Oh, yes. I can tell you about it. My uncle's gone, 53 years old. How old are you tonight, sir? He bought him two bottles of vodka and set it down on the table and smoke and drink from Friday midnight till sometimes Sunday when he run out of booze. Sat there at the table. She said he never hardly went to bed. I visited him in the back end of the funeral home in Chester, Pennsylvania. He died in a saloon. They thought he was just drunk. But the doctor said he's got so much alcohol in him, we couldn't do nothing for him. He had a good mama, and he had a good daddy. But he's gone tonight. What about it, sir? I preached to you for a purpose. I may not have got close to you last time I preached to you, but tonight I feel like the Lord has impressed on me to talk to you from my heart. Would you come? She's singing. Come on, young folks. I'd like to see a good showing of young folks. Would you come? Come on, Dad, Mom. Come around the altars. Do you need the Lord to restore anything unto you? Have the devil taken anything away from you that you'd like to get back? Is your desires to come to church weakened? Have your desires to pray kind of gotten cold? Has your Bible time kind of become dim? You need the Lord to restore unto you. Come on, come on, come on, come on this way, sir. Come on, Dad. Come on, Dad. Come on, Dad. Come on, Dad. I'm a talking to you, Dad. Would you come tonight? Come on, Mom.